Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday morning, New York sports fans. Yes, I'm Danielle McCartan, and we'll be talking all things New York sports right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So, thanks for tuning in. Got Connor Green behind the glass temporarily, and then we've got Big Zoo Ed Artuman also working the glass behind the glass tonight. We are live right here in Lower Manhattan. You already know the phone number, right? It's already in your phone. Call us up. Be part of the show. 888-808-1019. That is your invitation. You want to be part of this, don't you? I really wanted to open up tonight. I mean, we have a short show tonight, so I almost wanted to do like a big just football show tonight. Of course, there was baseball. The Mets lost. The Yankees lost. Do we really want to talk about that, or do we want to talk a little bit of hope coming off this Giants game tonight and the post game? I mean, look, the New York Giants are undefeated. That's right. 3 wins, 0 losses. The New York Giants have a stranglehold on the preseason. High scoring games, lots to like, and they are undefeated. When was the last time we could talk about the Giants being undefeated rather than defeated, right? I mean, right? Look, I know you are excited about Jackson Dart's body of work this preseason. I think everybody is, right? But in no way, shape, or form should Jackson Dart see the field this season. Sorry to say it, but I do not want to see Jackson Dart on the field this season. Like, you know, I get it. Since Eli Manning retired in 2019, feels like so long ago, doesn't it? But since that day, Russell Wilson will be the 9th different starting quarterback for the Giants. 9. Which is a stark contrast to the Iron Man, Eli Manning, and his 16-season Hall of Fame career. Like, the merry-go-round continues, and Russell Wilson is number 9 on it. Like, I get it. Jackson Dart has performed well when asked in this preseason. I think in the one question, I don't know who asked it in the presser there, you know, is Jackson Dart ahead of schedule? Absolutely, he's ahead of schedule. Absolutely. And now, through 3 preseason games, Jackson Dart finished 32-47, which was a 68.1% completion percentage, 372 yards, 3 touchdowns, most impressive, 0 interceptions, if I do say so myself. And he's a runner. 6 rushes for 52 yards and a touchdown. His passer rating is well over 115. That's what you want to see. And we can break it down by the Bills game and the Jets game and the Patriots game if you'd like. But I know it's been a long time, right? But don't forget. And please keep it all into perspective. Against the Bills and the Jets, he was lighting up 2nd and 3rd stringers. And the Patriots' defense is nothing to write home about, because throughout last season, for the season 20 in 2024, the Patriots' defense allowed the 7th highest quarterback rating in the NFL. I mean, even their first-teamers aren't great. Okay, so let's keep this into perspective. But don't get confused at the same time, because I think Dart has the talent. I think Dart has the promise. And I think Dart has the... I love this word. He's got the moxie to make it here in New York. tonight should be the last that you and me and we should see of Jackson Dart in a starting role this season. Or even at all this season. Like, these two things can be true concurrently. He played well. He's exceeding expectations. Yet we shouldn't see him this season. I mean, look at this Giants schedule. Look at it. If you want to see Jackson Dart play, my question to you is going to be, where? Where do you want them to insert Jackson Dart? I put up a poll on my Twitter account, at Coach MCCARTAN. Yes, I still call it Twitter. You can go ahead and vote. I got to refresh this because I can't read it. But basically, Jackson Dart needs to start this season, and then it's kind of like complete the sentence. A, not at all. B, first half. C, second half of the season. Leading the charge here is the second half of the season. I'm going to round up here with 46% of the vote. Now, 37% of the vote says not at all. Yes, exactly. So look at the Giants' schedule. Three of the first four games this season are against teams that made the playoffs last season. One of those three teams, the Commanders, lost in the NFC Championship game. You remember that, right? And the other one, the Chiefs, played in the Super Bowl. And the last thing that I want to hear on this radio station are calls for Jackson Dart to start if Russell Wilson leads the Giants to a 1-3 start or worse. If a Super Bowl winning quarterback who can certainly still sling it can't succeed in this offense, what makes you think a green rookie can?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I think we can all agree on this. I think once the switch is made, there is no going back. A flip-flop plan for the rest of the season doesn't benefit anybody. Just ask the Jets and Zach Wilson and Mike White and the T-shirts coming off the plane. It was a disaster. So once you make the switch, if you make the switch, then that's what it is. Okay, so you can look at the schedule and say, okay, all right. Well, week five in New Orleans, that's a soft spot for Dart to start. Start Dart and NOLA. Start Dart and NOLA. Okay, you're wrong. Because two out of the next three after that game are against the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. No thanks. Again, you don't want to run the risk of destroying a rookie quarterback with, oh yeah, one of the worst offensive lines in the league. When your general manager has afforded you the ability not to throw him into the fire. We, I think, as a society, get so caught up in this instant gratification culture. Well, guess what? Some of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game sat. Look at Eli Manning. Don't go anywhere other than the New York Giants. Eli sat for 9 games before he replaced the now Hall of Fame Kurt Warner, who was only benched, oh, by the way, because of lingering effects of a broken throwing hand and a concussion the season before. Look a little bit north to Tom Brady, who might just be the best ever to play the position. Tom Brady threw one pass for 3 yards in a regular season game in his rookie season. He then sat game one of his sophomore season too. And it wasn't until week two where Mo Lewis literally almost killed Drew Bledsoe and changed the arc of the Jets' misery forever when Tom Brady's number was called. I mean, Steve Young, not a rookie at the time, but he sat behind Joe Montana for four seasons. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He played in just one game his rookie season. And he, Mahomes, sat with a clipboard in hand and a headset on for pretty much an entire season. Look at the development pattern of these all-time greats. Future Hall of Famers. Every one of them we just mentioned. If not, even if they're not even already in it. Like, if they're already in it, great. But Eli and Tom and Patrick, these are all Hall of Famers. All of them. This and that is the model that I want the Giants to follow. The development of these quarterbacks, especially with an incomplete team around him. And furthermore, if Russell Wilson falters, which I hope he doesn't, but if he does, well, then who are the Giants fans on our WFAN phone lines going to be calling for? I'll tell you right now, the push is not going to be for QB2 Jameis Winston. No one wants to see Jameis Winston out there, right? Can we, right now, together, realistically, acknowledge the fact that Jackson Dart would have to, at this moment, according to the Giants' official depth chart, he would have to leapfrog not one, but two NFL veterans to earn the starting job? Can we acknowledge that? To me, it doesn't make sense either, and it never made sense to me, you know that, why both Winston and Wilson are in that quarterback room. Maybe during the offseason, it was a cautious move on behalf of the front office to insulate and stabilize their quarterback play. Jackson Dart's play has been enough for me to name him QB2 this season. And everything that goes along with that, including better reps, more reps, but more important, better reps in practice. Like, Russell Wilson isn't signed on to be a Giant beyond this season as of today, the 22nd of August. Jameis Winston has got all kinds of playing time and performance-based incentives in his contract for this season. And I personally think it would be terrible business on behalf of the Giants to completely skip over him, knowing that the Giants can release him too after this season. So this is kind of messy to me, and it's a crowded room, especially because Jackson Dart has shown aptitude to be able to get the job done and to be able to work collaboratively with Russell Wilson. I mean, how many times on camera have you seen Russell Wilson on the sidelines this preseason? And he's got Jackson Dart, like, attached to his hip. It's like every time. And that's no exaggeration. And that's fantastic. Who was one of the first to congratulate Jackson Dart after his touchdown pass tonight? Oh, yeah. Russell Wilson. Malik Nabers, too. And Russell Wilson. From the sideline, I'm saying. So, like, this is a good situation for Jackson Dart. And I really do think that renders Jameis Winston expendable, tradable. And your quarterback room then looks like QB1 Wilson, QB2 Dart, QB3 DeVito, who has also looked great this preseason. I think Jameis Winston's the odd one out. Who threw an interception tonight? That wasn't close to being caught in the end zone. Who fumbled the last preseason game? Who fumbled the snap? I haven't seen Dart do it. I haven't seen DeVito do it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.